Hello everybody, I'm George Mind. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm here to denounce the disgraceful decision of the Home Secretary of the United Kingdom, Shabana Mahmood, to forbid Cenk Uygur to enter the United Kingdom. He had an electorate travel authorization to come to the UK. That's the thing that Americans had to fill out before they usually, great majority of them granted it within minutes, some biodata, yeah, this person doesn't seem to be a threat, he, she can come as a tourist. And Mr. Uygur has been to the UK a few times before. In case you don't know who he is, he was host of the Young Turks. So he's a well-known American journalist and opinion former. So he's in his early 50s. He's one of a rather small group of Turkish Americans from a secular Muslim background and so on. I think he's agnostic. He's got left-wing views. I don't think he's far left. I used to watch his show quite a lot and, you know, sharply disagreed with him on some issues. Occasionally found myself in accordance with his views and so on, but I don't think he's bad or dangerous or whatever. Even if you think his views are appalling, why should he not be allowed into the UK? All he's going to do is speak. Now, he can speak from outside the United Kingdom, and I know you might say, well, then it doesn't matter that you block him, because he can still broadcast in the United States. It is possible to watch his show, to read his content, if he's still in the USA, in the UK. So I think it's disgraceful. It's assault on free speech. You know, if there was incitement to violence or incitement to racial hatred, that'd be different. But there isn't any. The government hasn't disclosed the reasons for this. Now, he could. I remember Eva Vlaardingerbroek, the Dutch opinion former anti-immigration activist. She was forbidden to come to the UK. Now, I loathe her, but she should still be allowed in. Goodness. And anyway, Mr. Uygur's nephew, Hasan Piker, it's not allowed in, okay? So they've made these groundless accusations of anti-Semitism. All the Home Secretary has to do is say that the person's presence would not be conducive to the public good. They don't have to say it would be bad, but it wouldn't be good, yeah? And how can you prove that it would be good in anybody else's case, any average tourist and so on? Wow. So some right-wingers, so-called far-right-wing people, have sometimes been banned from coming to the United Kingdom, and various other people who have been forbidden to come in. So now Mr. Uygur is very outspoken on the cause of genocide, and you know that's an opinion shared by the majority of the population of the United Kingdom, and indeed quite a few MPs in Ms. Mahmood's own Labour Party. So it's monstrous that he should be there for telling the plain truth, for raising his voice to try and save the innocents, denouncing the mass murder of men, women and children in Gaza, the continued ongoing oppression, exploitation, ethnic cleansing of the much put upon and virtually unarmed Palestinian population and so on. He says that the Zionist lobby held sway in the United States. It's very hard to dispute that if you see how most of Congress signed up to the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. No other foreign country has so much sway over US politics and so on, and so many billionaires are Zionists. Zionists are not Jews, and Jews are not Zionists, okay? Most Zionists in the US are actually Christian fundamentalists, okay? And many Jews are Zionists, some Jews are anti-Zionists, non-Zionists or whatever, so not conflating the two. And anti-Semites do that, so does the Israeli government. And I've seen that former president of Israel, the late Chaim Herzog in the 1970s, addressing the United Nations, saying, we the Jewish people, he did not represent the Jewish people, he represented Israelis, 25% of whom are not Jews, and so on. So he's pulled no punches, Cenk Uygur, and why should we? Telling the plain truth, using the word genocide, saying it's barbaric. It is. What else would you call the murder of such a large percentage of the Gazan population? Many more wounded, many more kidnapped, often tortured, raped and so on. It's sickening, which is not to say Hamas didn't commit any crimes. It did, okay? But, you know, Israel having the upper hand militarily by such a wide margin, it behoves them, as their own avowed standards, oh, we're human rights, the most moral army in the world. Wow. Wow. It's just revolting. I would say don't make me laugh, but it's absolutely nauseating they should make that claim. And say that obviously so much money donated to Republicans and Democrats to make them vote to donate to Israel, already a very rich country, to sell arms, to have intelligence sharing, diplomatic support, wielding the United Nations veto in Israel's favor more than in favor of the US itself. It is staggering to behold that, you know, the tail's wagging the dog. And there is no Jewish conspiracy. There is no Zionist conspiracy. Okay, let me explicitly disown that claim. Okay, Zionists care about Israel. They don't have a corporate view on transport or the environment or gay marriage or whatever. Okay, they want to do what's best for Israel. All right. Goodness. And obviously money distorts foreign policy. I mean, Jack Straw, a former Labour foreign secretary, home secretary, he published in his book, The Last Man Standing, he made that very same observation about US politics. So Mr. Uyghur said that pro-Israel groups have this undue influence in American politics, and it's hard to dispute that. But okay, even if you disagree, that's not sufficient grounds to say he shouldn't be allowed to come into the United Kingdom. And actually, the very fact you block him would seem to suggest that Zionists are getting what they want in the UK as well. And despite Prime Minister Netanyahu, you know, indicted before the International Criminal Court, you know, his acolytes are allowed to come here, President Isaac Herzog of Israel, he's allowed into the UK. He's the one, the commander-in-chief of the Israeli Defense Forces, which he's ultimately responsible for all these murders and so on. And no army is perfect. Okay, there are going to be a few psychos. There are going to be a few mistakes. There will be some murders, not combat deaths, not collateral deaths, as in aiming at a proper military target, but kill some civilians accidentally or as a byproduct. But no, going out of their way to kill civilians, knowing them to be civilians, and that is their aim, including the murder of British aid workers, you know, who told the Israeli army what their car was, where they're going, when they're going, and they were murdered anyway, and the UK government won't say a word about it. It is sickening. It's utterly shameful. So Mr. Uyghur, he criticises the policy of the Israeli government, some actions of the Israeli military, not saying Israelis as a whole are bad or Jews as a whole are bad and so forth. Well, but different standards apply to Israeli politicians, many of whom will make some outrageously and blatantly racist statements about Palestinians, about Arabs in general, or religionist statements about Muslims. I know Muslims are not an ethnic group, but, you know, Islamophobic, saying that all Muslims, the great majority of Muslims, are bad and so on. Wow. And these people in the cabinet, you know, Ben-Gvir, Smotrich, and so forth. So castigating the Israeli government is not anti-Semitism. Castigating any government is not racialist. So there we are. He should definitely be allowed in, but I don't think they're able to appeal this decision. You know, I can't see the Conservative Party, if they ever come back into government, overturning it, or indeed Reform UK, possibly the Liberal Democrats or the Greens. But it really is a disgustful and disgraceful, but sort of par for the course, attempted to deprive him of his right to free expression. I know he can express himself in the United States, but why not express himself in the UK? There's that viewpoint. There are others who take the opposite viewpoint. They're not banned from coming to the United Kingdom, and they shouldn't be. You know, admittedly, they're ones who are advocating for genocide, and he's saying, no, stop the slaughter, peace now. You know, justice, freedom for Palestine. It's a nation. If it's not a nation, what is it? It's a province, it's a region. It's definitely not part of Israel. Even Israel's not claiming it's part of Israel. All right. Anyway, do what you can to ensure freedom for Palestine. Thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.